I'm speaking with Tyler Dean. He's a 2007 graduate of Cook County High School and recently spent a week in Haiti helping in the earthquake relief effort. Tyler, you're back in California now. What do you do out there?
I work full-time as a Christian missionary with Youth with a Mission, and it's known also as YWAM for short. And like I said, it's a Christian missionary organization, and there's different bases around the world. I believe there's over 1,600 bases around the world, and so I'm at the base in Pismo Beach, California, and myself and two other staff went to the base in Haiti. It's in St. Mark, which is about 60 miles north of Port-au-Prince. And so we spent about a week there just right after the earthquake helping in the relief effort. So.
What was it like when you landed in Haiti?
We actually flew into the Dominican Republic because the Haiti airport in Port-au-Prince was closed because just of the destruction there. And so we landed in the Dominican Republic, and then we drove on a bus from the YWAM base in the Dominican Republic to the border of Haiti, and then we got picked up by a bus from YWAM Haiti at the Haiti side of the border. There's like a little no man's land in between, and so we met in the middle there, and we had police and SWAT escorts take us all the way into Port-au-Prince, across the street from the presidential palace that you see on the news everywhere. But we actually didn't stay in the city because it was quite dangerous, and we needed to do a lot of work up north in St. Mark. And so we left Port-au-Prince and made our way up to St. Mark that day. But it was crazy in Port-au-Prince. I don't really know how to explain it. It was just everything was destroyed. It looked like a war zone. All the buildings were just flattened. And I've heard that we didn't even go through the worst part of the city.
What were things like up in St. Mark?
In St. Mark, the day we got there, we started working on cleaning this abandoned hospital that the mayor of the city of St. Mark gave to the YWAM base to make into like a makeshift refugee camp. And so we cleaned that up, and then we also we did medical work at the refugee camp that was at the YWAM base. St. Mark. Mm-hmm. We worked with like severe abrasions, burns, head trauma, broken bones, and you name it, like anything, you know. And I'm not medically certified, but I was still helping in a lot of ways that I'd never thought I would help in, just because they needed hands, they needed doctors, but they didn't have doctors yet. One of the guys at the refugee camp at the YWAM base, I'm guessing he was between 25 and 30 years old, and he was loaded. He lives in Port-au-Prince, and he was loaded into a dump truck with hundreds of other dead bodies because they thought he was dead. And I think he regained consciousness while he was in the back of the dump truck going to a dump location, and he started hitting on the back of the dump truck, and he fell out on the road. And the next day, some rescue people found him, and he's alive now. And like it's not a rare story. There's a lot of stories like that, and so it's insane to hear these people's stories firsthand. Like as you're working on them, like wrapping gauze around their head or whatever, they're talking to you and like sharing their stories of the earthquake and how terrifying it was for them and all that. And it's one thing to hear like on the news, you know, through CNN or whatever, and it's another thing to be there, like, with the people, you know, and just the people, like, the kids there are, like, so tough. Like, there was another kid who's probably, like, 14 years old, maybe younger, and the doctor found him on the road, and he was, like, ruled dead, no pulse or anything, so they put him in a morgue, and the doctor was down in the morgue a little later that day, and he heard a pounding on one of the doors, and he opened the door, and the kid was alive in the morgue, and the kid has a cracked skull and everything, but the kid is always smiling. He's always happy. He just has a good attitude about everything, and it's crazy to see that, you know, and it's encouraging, too, to see that. It's also very sad, so.
Wow, what an amazing story. Well, you're back in California now, Tyler. Any plans to return to Haiti?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go back in the next few months. I mean, they need help down there. I'd say the main things they need help with right now is doctors for the next month, at least. There's so much going on. They need as much help as they can get, and also they just need money to buy food down there and stuff, too. for instance, YWAM Haiti, they need to raise $252,000 in the next couple days because they are in charge of the 8,000, possibly more, refugees that are coming up from Port-au-Prince. And so they need that money to help these people with food and water and medicine and stuff like that for the next 3 weeks to 4 weeks. And so it sounds like a lot of money, but, I mean, to feed 8,000 people and give them water and medicine for the next month, I mean, that's, I mean, there's a lot of money in the world, and I have no doubt in my mind that that will be met.
I really hope so. How can people donate to Youth with a Mission and support your relief efforts in Haiti?
We have a website that you can donate online to, and that would be www.ywampismobeach.org/donate. And we're accepting donations too right now, and you can either specify if you want them to go to the YWAM base in Haiti, or if you want them to go to myself and the others that will be going down on a future trip. And so, you can just specify in the memo line online. So.
You also have a blog spot. Can we direct people to that as well?
Yeah, definitely. My blog is www.tylerdean.blogspot.com. And I just actually put some pictures up there yesterday of Port-au-Prince, of St. Mark, and of our refugee camp. And I'm actually going to write some stories up to just of some of the people down that we met in St. Mark.
Okay. And we've been speaking with Tyler Dean, a 2007 graduate of Cook County High School. He works for an interdenominational Christian missionary group called Youth with a Mission, also known as YWAM. Tyler went to Haiti after the recent earthquake to help with relief efforts. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Tyler?
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you everyone who helped me go on this trip, and all your prayers, and they're greatly appreciated. So, thank you.